Strap yourself in and adjust your mirrors for maximum visibility. It's time for Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Yes, it is. Morena, Kirsten.
Morena, kia ora, everyone.
How you doing?
I'm good. A little flu-y, coldy, but you know, this is Aotearoa in the winter.
Yeah, that's the one. That's the
I feel like everyone's got a bit of something at the moment. Yeah, poor thing. Get well soon. But today we're talking queer blues, so there's no reason to be sad, or is there?
That's right. No. I mean, yes, obviously there is some tragedy here, but no, it's an amazing story. One quote now, where'd it come from? Rock and roll was bred between the church and the club in the soul of a queer black woman in the 1940s. And mm-hmm. So, yeah, when they look back on this history of the blues, so the blues is this iconic African-American music form that became rock and roll, that became rock, which has become basically, you know, all our music that we have today. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it was like these people that were from church, so has heaps of musical elements from church, but it was in the nightclubs and it was grown up people's music. You know, this is before radio and teen idols and, you know, 12 and 13 year olds buying records. This was grown ups and they sang about grown up things, mm-hmm. and including like drugs and sex and rock and roll and euphemisms, like rock and roll itself, right, is a euphemism, you know, for the house shaking. And but yeah, just surprising at how many of these sort of forefathers, foremothers were queer black women, and just the huge impact that they had on then what was later going to become all the music.
Wow. Yeah, it's not often that I feel like queer women in particular as well get their flowers for how pioneering they were in so many different music spaces, eh?
Absolutely. And especially, you know, rock becomes kind of a white man, white boys music, you know, yeah. Especially like in the 60s and 70s.
Yeah.
And so to sort of remind of these women in history, in fact, at one point there was a whole subgenre called the Bulldagger Blues, which was, you know, these lesbian women in their suits and smoking cigars and drinking whiskey. And
awesome. That's awesome. That's how I'm trying to be.
Yeah, so that's right. Me too. I'm getting my tuxedo on. but yeah, so just this sort of great sort of club speakeasy culture. Although the first lady I want to play, Sister Rosetta Tharpe, actually she's sort of not like that. She looks like an old church lady in her like church coat and a little dress and her little sort of gray hair, and she's the godmother of rock and roll, and she mm-hmm. She was in gospel and she played the guitar too, so she's a big influence on guitar, you know, rock guitar players as well, and people like Elvis, Little Richard. In fact, some people say Little Richard was just, all he was doing was just, you know, and imitating her. And so she was a bisexual woman, but she still had three husbands, and she was discreet, is the word she uses, about herself. So this is, I think, when's our track from? 1938.
Great name, too.
Yeah, we tend to favor the Rosettas around here.
This track is, you're right.
Yeah, this track is Rock Me from Sister Rosetta Tharpe.
That I'm saying, wash my soul with water from on high. While the world of love is around me, evil thoughts do bind me. But oh, if you leave me, I will die. Take me to your place.
were just saying we do feel like we need to be sort of swirling a little whiskey around in hand or something.
Something on the rocks.
Something on the rocks.
But yeah, then you can also hear the churchiness of it too, you know, yeah. Above and Rock Me in the Cradle. Like, you're like, wait, I'm sure there's like church songs like that. Yeah, they had this mixture. And I guess for them, it wasn't like an antipathy. It was just a human thing to have these multiple elements. Now she's just saying Rock Me. It still is a euphemism for sex, but there's other songs like I Need Some Sugar in My Bowl, or I Need a Hot Dog in My Bun, or a Banana in My Fruit Basket. Kirsten. These are real songs. I'm not making them up. I Want Some of Your Pie.
Yep.
Anyways.
Awesome.
So, you know, it was people having fun. But yeah. Oh, actually, another fun fact. I'm just sort of going through facts here. Some of the research on some of these women has been done by a group called the Black Lesbian Elder Project.
Oh, wow.
And I love the idea about the elders, you know, thinking about your elders. And I know the queer community does do a lot of stuff like that, acknowledging, you know, the journey that some people, you know, had to struggle for people to feel more free today.
I guess also even when you think about sort of lesbian feminisms and stuff that became much more sort of prominent in the 80s, they like this sort of music prior to that would have been quite pioneering for those sort of strains of thought, I guess, in ways as well.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, the fact that, you know, they could sing about sex in public, you know,
like, yeah.
You know, even that, and have the freedom to live their life, but, you know, also still having to air quotes be discreet, you know, as well. And, you know, now our second song, this, she's an iconic singer in the jazz and blues, is Billie Holiday. This track's from 1956, and she's, you know, very well-known singer, performed with all sorts of people, Louis Armstrong, Count Basie, and yeah, she was a bisexual woman.
Such a voice as well.
Yeah. Oh. We've got Lady Sings the Blues. We'll have a little listen and then we'll have a corridor about it.
She's got them mad. She feels so sad and wants the world to know just what her blues is all about.
Awesome. She's almost got like two voices in that track.
There's a 1972 movie about her life based on her autobiography, and where Diana Ross plays her.
Yes, I love Diana Ross.
Yes, a lot of people know her from that. Oh, and her other song, only listen to it if you're, you know, emotionally strong, is Strange Fruits. About the trees in the South. And she also does a God Bless the Child. And she experienced, even though she was famous and beloved in her time, so much racism. Like, she could sing in the club, but she couldn't eat there. She'd have to come in the back door. And so, you know, you think about, okay, being a woman, there's certain struggles that you'll have, being Black and then also being queer. That's like three strikes, you know, it's a sort of triple, no wonder she's singing the blues, you know, to triple the sort of hardships and prejudice that she could face.
I guess kind of like fighting on all fronts, you know, for justice and respect. But we do love Billie Holiday.
Yeah, so iconic.
Can't help it.
We've got one more track to finish us off.
Yeah, who's out there?
Yeah, and this one's funny because it's 1980, but this woman, Alberta Hunter, she got to have a bit of a comeback in her life. Amazing life story. They should make a movie of her from peeling potatoes and working in brothels to being able to come back in her late stage of her life and do some more blues singing.
Mm. Oh, awesome.
Cool. So we're going to listen to the Darktown Strutters Ball.
Oh, I love this song. Fun fact, I'm pretty sure my sister is partly named after Alberta Hunter.
Oh, awesome.
Oh, my God. How cute.
Well, her name's Alberta, but I don't know the story behind it.
That's so cool.
So we've had Rosetta and Alberta.
Yeah, boy.
Any Billies out there named after Billie Holiday?
I'm one letter away. I could get there.
We're just going to start calling you Billy instead of Millie.
Yeah, okay. I'm all right with that.
Oh, wonderful. Well, we're going to listen to the rest of this Alberta Hunter track, but thank you so much, Kirsten, for another wonderful Travelling Tunes.
You're very welcome.
Hope you have an awesome weekend. Rest up, and we'll catch up with
That's
you next
right.
Friday.
Okay.
Bye. Kakite.
Yes. I'll be down to get you in a taxi, honey. Please be ready about 8:30. Oh, honey, don't be late. I want to be there when the band starts playing. Remember when we get there, honey. Two steps, I'm gonna have them all. Gonna dance out both of my shoes when they play the Jelly Roll Blues. Hi, tomorrow night at the Darktown. Talk to me, lay it on me this time. I said, I'll be down to get you in a taxi, honey. Please be ready about 8:30. Oh, honey, don't be late. I got to be there when that band starts playing. Remember, when you get there, honey, two steps, I'm gonna have them all. Gonna dance out both of my shoes when we play the Jelly Roll Blues. High tomorrow night at the Darktown, laying on practical. I say, I'll go down, get you in a taxi, honey. Please be ready 8:30. Oh, don't be late, I want to be there when the band starts playing. Remember, when we get there, honey, two steps, I'm gonna have them all. Gonna dance out both of my shoes when they play the Jelly Roll Blues. Oh, tomorrow night, don't stop, let you come on, yeah. Take my shoes off, my fingers. You in a taxi, honey. Please be ready about 8:30. Oh, honey, don't be late. I want to be there when the band starts playing. Remember, when we get there, honey, two steps, I'm gonna have them all. Gonna dance out both of my shoes when they play the Jelly Roll Blues. Tomorrow night at the Darktown, turn it off. Play it for me, play it some more. I'll be down, get you in a tights, honey. Please be ready about 8:30. Oh, honey, don't be late. I want to be there when that band starts playing. Remember, when you get there, honey, 2 steps, I'm going to have them all. Gonna dance on both of my shoes when they play the Jelly Roll Blues. Ah, tomorrow night at the Dog Town. Yes, I'm around to go. I say I'll be down. Get you in a taxi, honey. Please be ready about 8:30. Oh, honey, don't be late. I want to be there when that band starts playing. Remember, when we get there, honey, 2 steps, I'm gonna have them all. Gonna dance out one of my shoes when they play the Jelly Roll Blues.
That was Traveling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimke.